This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Leaders from the group of seven industrialized nations are committing at their weekend summit to share at least 1 billion coronavirus shots with struggling countries around the world. Half the doses will come from the U.S. and 100 million from Britain. Vaccine sharing commitments from U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday set the stage for the G7 meeting in England. Leaders on Friday will pivot from opening greetings and a so-called family photo directly into a session on building back better from COVID-19. Biden says the leaders will, quote, help lead the world out of this pandemic, working alongside our global partners. From blimps of Biden and Johnson to activists dressed in Pikachu costumes, hundreds of protesters have targeted the G7 summit in southwest England to demand action on the climate, poverty, and COVID-19. Police have mounted a major security operation with thousands of officers drafted in from across Britain. Some of those planning demonstrations have said they intend their protests to be noisy, disruptive, and annoying. On Friday, officers said they had arrested seven people after stopping two cars in which they found paint, smoke grenades, and megaphones. A Pakistan province said Friday will block the mobile phones of people refusing to get COVID-19 jabs, the latest move to penalize the unvaccinated in a country where only a fraction of the population has been inoculated. It comes after Sindh province said civil servants who refuse to be vaccinated will not be paid from July. Pakistan's national vaccination rollout has ramped up in recent weeks, with more than 200,000 doses administered most days, but it adds up to only a fraction of the 220 million population. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.